Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It be a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Type Coast. A little bit after 5, if your ears are being tickled by us out there on the Eastern Type Coast. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours streaming live. If it ain't that time, no, you might be listening to us as a rerun on the stream here at crabdiving.com/live, or you've taken us in as a podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, or at crabdiving.com. Anyway, whether you mainline us or snort us, we don't care. We appreciate it anyway. My name's Patrick Vile.
Freebase me. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on?
What's going on? It's a Liquid U Tuesday here.
Oh, I love this. Texas conundrum. How do you scream secede while asking for federal disaster aid? That's a good tweet.
Oh, thank you. The yeah, that was one of the...
Good fucking point.
Comments about, yeah. Man. I mean, there's,
secede,
you know...
Secede, fuckers.
Our crabby good vibes go out to our sane brethren in Texas. Yeah. Actually, to the insane ones, too. We don't want nobody to get hurt or drown or shit. But God damn it, people, stop voting like dumbasses. And, you know, even both of their senators, both snatches from Texas, Ted Lee Cruz.
Hello.
And the other dude, his name I can't remember right now. Both of them.
Ted Cruz is so horrible. It doesn't matter who the other person is. You forget right. They exist.
Both of them voted like to cut disaster aid spending and stuff like that.
That's
so
weird because their state is a total disaster to me.
Right.
I mean, perpetually.
So parts of, Houston.
That's
now.
The best. Do they want the aid now? I mean,
well, I'm sure they're going to need federal aid and they deserve federal aid.
Well,
of course, we
fat bucks are
them,
just going to float out into the Gulf. Fuck them. Yeah. You didn't want it.
That's right. Maybe it's somehow, maybe Obama did it somehow. It's
Hayes Blake.
It's the way Obama blew up the dams.
The gay Kenyan in chief done made us float away.
Right. So that's what's going on with this. These floods, just horrible. Horrible. If you're out on the East Coast.
Horrible.
If you want to get in touch with us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, tweet us. If you're shy and don't want to talk on the telephone or anything, you could tweet us.
Grow a pair.
At Crab Diving is our Twitter handle. You can also give us a call on the Skype machine, Crab Diving, or dial us on the telephone, 323-601-5427,
323-601-LIBS.
And we would be thrilled to hear your dulcet tones.
Fuck you.
All kinds going on in the world. God, there's just so much bullshit. You know, it's going through all this shit every morning gets you just riled up. I mean,
I know.
You start reading about crap and then your computer locks up and then all kinds of shit happens. And
it's like, Kate, get me a beer. I know it's 6 a.m. Right. Don't judge me.
I don't care.
I want a treat for once.
Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Thanks for participating, downloading.
Yes.
Listening live. Holy crap. The show's doing well. We appreciate all your love.
Thank you for the downloads.
And everything like that. Before we get to the headlines, there was one that yesterday we didn't get to, but it is just almost spit-take-worthingly worthy.
That didn't go well.
It was spit take worthy.
Right, right.
That should be a segment on the show.
There was something called the Southern Republican Leadership Conference.
Good fucking God.
Southern.
Oh, yes.
Republican.
Oh.
Leadership Conference.
Meet me in the parking lot, the church van. I'll suck you off.
Not just plain old Republican. Yeah, I'm sure the grinder stats through the fucking roof,
which
by the way,
fine.
At the Southern Republican Leadership Conference.
Just be out and proud.
And you know, you can guess where it was held. There's a bunch of choices, but Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
Ground 0.0.
Even if you are conservative, why would you choose to hold something there? Why?
I don't know. It's like it's where the Eye of Sauron is.
Nobody's like, where you want to go on vacation this summer? Right. Oh, I'm taking a cruise in Oklahoma.
I'm going to stop by Tulsa.
Yeah. A friend of mine went to see some metal festival there. Or something.
I'm sure Tulsa is an oasis.
Bullshit.
Well, I mean, don't you think most urban areas tend to have more concentration of liberals?
And, oh, sure.
I don't know, smart people.
Because that's where the libraries are.
And less Jesus swinging.
This guy went to this metal festival. It was so crowded, he couldn't make his way to the bathroom. He just took a piss right out there on the lawn. It was so crowded.
Well,
fucking Oklahoma, man.
And it's a metal festival.
That's
I'm sure
right.
There were people shitting on the line. I don't know why metal people would shit. I don't. My apologies to metalheads.
Right.
To our metalhead fans out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Power on, guys.
Any Pantera fans, please accept our apologies.
Right.
Pantera's metal.
Pantera.
Is it? Is Pantera metal? 323-601 lives.
Isn't Pantera kind of hair bandy?
No.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, the Southern Republican Leadership Conference last
Saturday.
We're
not going to talk about Pantera anymore.
We're not talk about Pantera. they had a straw poll. You said poll. And the, let's see, 4 years ago when they did this, when, the guy with the car elevators was running.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt the shit.
Notched a narrow one vote win over Ron Paul in the straw poll in 2012.
Is for real his full name Mitney? Is that what it is? Is he Mitney Romney?
No, isn't it
Mitchell?
Isn't it Willard?
Where do you get
Willard? Okay, I got
where do you get Mitt? But where's Mitt? That's such a masculine name. It's actually the name of a piece of sports equipment. He's Mitt.
Right.
Why do they call him Jockstrap?
Well, they can't wear those, right? Or would you wear the magic underwear over the Jockstrap?
Questions.
Mitt Romney. Willard Mitt Romney is an American politician and businessman.
Who is rich as fuck.
Who's rich as fuck.
Out of touch. Torturer of dogs.
68 years old.
Oh. Wow. He's up there. He looks great.
Looks good for 68, doesn't he? I'll give him.
What is that?
Those billions can really preserve you.
Is it oil of Olay or is it the fact that he's never, ever had to worry about paying rent?
Oh, how dare you. He and Anne struggled in college, remember? In that one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine struggling and then in the back? Think of all the times you've struggled financially, if you can imagine.
Now, wait. What time is it? Okay, gotcha.
Picture in your mind.
Now.
But think of that struggling knowing that in the future you have fucking... How much money does he have?
Romney? Just hundreds of millions.
Yeah, you have hundreds of millions of dollars coming to you. Because it's family money, right? Is he self-made?
Well, he was born with the silver spoon, but then he turned, you know, the family's millions into hundreds of millions because he worked so hard shipping jobs overseas and taking over companies and chopping them up into little pieces.
You know, I've always heard,
is, you know, great for society.
I've always heard it's easier to turn like millions and millions of dollars into hundreds of millions of dollars if you have, in fact, that millions of millions to start with.
Like all those hard working Waltons.
You and I are going to have a hard time.
Right?
Oh, yes. Oh, the Waltons.
Those hard-working Waltons with that Walmart.
God.
I'm sure they put in Really rough days.
God, we spend all day just sucking Walmart's dick, and they own everything in this country.
Yeah, they're losing their luster, though, now. I mean, people are starting to see through their bullshit, and especially given the fact that they're one of the biggest welfare recipients on the fucking goddamn planet from the United States, because we have to subsidize their low wages. They're making profits on, and we pay taxes to pay their employees that they don't pay.
Ah!
Ooh. Neighbors, don't call the cops.
That makes me nuts. Doesn't that make you want to scream? That's crazy as fuck.
It's such bullshit. It's such amazing.
Mean, fuck this. Wait. Where's our pitchforks? Where's my torch?
Well, I think that shit'll be, hopefully not coming, because...
Quit going to Walmart.
Back in the 30s, I guess, what was it? That's when, well, I think there was one before that, like when Teddy Roosevelt came around. That was kind of a little bit of a revolution.
We need Teddy Roosevelt. Out.
We do need a Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, he was a Republican. Who's our Teddy Roosevelt? Who? Who is it?
Well, Bernie, if...
Yeah. Oh, it's not Ted Cruz?
If... oh, God. Bernie... God, I was trying to think of what Ted Cruz is ours of. What is Ted Cruz equivalent? I mean, McCarthy. Joe McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Is that what? Is that who you want to emulate?
Right.
You're running for office.
So they had this poll, by the way, at this Southern Bullshit bullshit Fest.
God, that the name of that. I mean, it's just...
Southern Republican Leadership Conference.
Bleh.
In Oklahoma City.
Gross.
And the winner this year...
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
...of the straw poll... ...is none other than... Ben fucking Carson.
But he's... Okay, he won it in Oklahoma... I saw this. My first thought, he's black.
What do you mean? You're amazed that because he's black, he won in Oklahoma.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, but they loved them some Herman Cain, too.
Did they really?
Didn't they?
I don't know. Every story we ever do out of Oklahoma, it's either about fracking because now they have earthquakes. Homophobia or racism.
If any of our black listeners are listening, give us a call, 323-601-5427. Do you guys claim Ben Carson?
This is almost
anymore.
Yeah. No.
Do you guys still
his black
like
card?
We don't want Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know, well, he's not. I mean,
Cornel West.
We don't want, you know, we want Cornel West.
Cornel West revoked Ben Carson's black card.
Did he?
And Obama's. But, yeah. Everyone's black card has been revoked.
Yeah. So I that's amazing to me that Ben Carson, who is really in all the national polls,
yes,
just way down there in I think in the middle of the pack.
He's a fucking Fruit Loop.
Nuts out of his ass.
He said that we talked about this recently, that he prayed and God somehow made him able to...
Helped him cheat on his chemistry test.
Yeah, it's like that scene in Matrix.
Because if he didn't know it, that's cheating.
Yeah, absolutely.
If God put the answers in his brain hole...
Oh, my God.
That's fucking cheating.
Jesus.
God cheated on behalf of Ben Carson.
You're on notice, Jesus. Right. Or is it God? Which is it? Doesn't matter. I mean...
He's a big Jesus guy, right?
It's like that part in Matrix when Neo all of a sudden learns how to fly a fucking helicopter. They just uploaded that shit into his brain.
That's it.
Here's the periodic tables.
And that's how Ben Carson was able to pass chemistry.
How do you want him to be your doctor? You want your neurosurgeon to work on your brain that had a hard time with fucking chemistry?
I understand. He's really good, though.
Who says that?
Well, he was a very accomplished pediatric neurosurgeon, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
He saved a lot of little kids' brains and shit.
Why doesn't he fix his own fucking noggin then?
Well, he might have been some gases. He might have been sniffing for a few years
or
something.
He's got some synapses that are not firing correctly.
He also has hinted that the federal government doesn't, if the evil robe wearers of SCOTUS decide to rip apart and sodomize the Constitution by allowing the gay marriage, he's, you know, we don't need to recognize that. Federal government doesn't need to recognize that. He's one of these guys who's like, you know, oh, well, you know, activist judges, we don't need to bother with that.
God.
Kind of ignoring that whole, I don't know, Marbury versus Madison.
Has there ever been a porn parody of the Supreme Court?
Yes. I don't know that. Yes. Yes.
There has to have been somewhere in Chatsworth, California. They're like, I don't know what we're going to do today. I got a shitload of robes and a few gavels. Right. Oh, who wants to be Sandra Day O'Connor?
Hanging on the bench.
Yes. Scalia.
Scrotus. I'm just looking through some of his Ben Carson's.
He's such a just a fucking dick.
More guns in Iraq could have stopped ISIS.
Oh, did he say that?
If justices back gay marriage, they should be impeached.
Oh.
These are just some of the some of the things that Ben Carson has said in the past.
Do you think he just went to somebody and he's like, write down a shitload of things for me to say that'll make the Tea Party happy. I'll read it. I don't give a fuck.
America's on a downward spiral because we've abandoned God.
Fuck you. Hey, God doesn't exist. Nah. Does that freak you out? That's what I want to do to these goddamn... Doesn't sometimes don't you want to throw your atheism in people's face just to rattle motherfuckers?
No, they don't. They can't. It really does. It does rattle people.
Yeah, I know.
I've had people that I've had like good friends who I've finally said, "Well, you know, I'm an atheist.
Yeah,
I'm not spiritual anymore. That was a lie to keep you off my dick. I'm an atheist.
Nah,
Ed." I did. I had one friend of mine from high school. I've known for like my whole life who was like, oh, you're not.
Oh, God. Don't tell me I'm not.
What do you mean? Oh, you are not.
Who is this?
But this is the same people who think that they have a relative who, I mean, for I want to say 5 or 6 years now has had 2 or 3 different live-in girlfriends.
Yes.
That she's just doing that lesbian thing for attention.
It's an attention getter. Oh, I've led this lifestyle my whole life just so people will look at me when I walk down the street.
Right. I don't know. It's just a phase. Yes. Like, well, that might be, but
so what?
Who cares?
Accept it.
So that's what's going on. Ben Carson also said, don't worry, everybody, that the people will rise up and prevent Obama's third term.
He's stupid. Is he a birther?
Stupid as fuck. I don't know if he's said that. The only thing, remember, that he did stumble upon the correctness of was the anti-vaxxers shit. He's like, you know, you got to vaccinate.
Yeah, that's the one thing he couldn't say.
I'm amazed. Right?
As a doctor, I mean, you know.
Even that got through, but.
By the way, if Obama wanted a third term in office, who does he think is going to rise their fat asses up off the fucking old country buffet table and
exactly
take to the streets,
pull their faces out of the chocolate fountain.
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm buried in an open face barbecue sandwich. Right. Grab my scooter.
I guess we could see what's going on this wonderful, beautiful spring, almost summery type day out here.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. It's time for the headlines. We go to the commie, pinko, liberal,
effete
Huffington Post.
This is CNN.
Yeah, I was trying to hit the little typewriters too.
The headline, I saw this earlier, it was also trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter!
Not good news for the president. Not good news if you were brought here as an infant by your undocumented parents.
Mexicans!
And have lived your whole life here.
Fuck you!
The Republicans want to launch your little ass back.
Burning hell.
And your parents. And your dog. Everything. They want you. They want to just load up the trebuchet of hate and launch it down back to wherever from the south you came.
Get my trebuchet. I am not fucking around. Wait. Is Kate American then?
Wait, what?
Well, the dog. Are they? If you're from Mexico, do you have to go back with your dog as well? Do they send your dog?
I think the dog stays.
Does your dog have whatever citizenship you do?
Well, yeah. Right? You know, Johnny Depp might go to jail, they're saying now.
Because of his dumbass dog he had to take to Australia?
They said he's facing 10 years. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen, but they could technically charge him with, I don't know, illegal import of animals or shit. And they could... Because he didn't register his dogs. They're real strict down there. They don't want rabies and they don't want dog AIDS and shit.
Yeah, you pussies. By the way, Australia, dog AIDS. I'll take dog AIDS compared to everything else you have there that's dangerous.
Oh, you mean the animals and the plants?
Well, I mean everything.
Shit. Yeah.
The gimpy.
The gimpy gimpy plant.
I heard they were going to just cane Johnny Depp.
Right. He might be into that. I don't know.
Yeah. He's a weirdo.
So the Fifth Circuit Court, kind of unsurprisingly, because they tend to be, I don't know, conservative fuckwads.
We suck.
Have issued a cock slap to the president's attempt to try to shield up to 5 million immigrants.
Do we not have a sound effect for cock slap? We need one.
I don't think we do.
Something like that.
The DOJ had asked the Justice Department had asked the Fifth Circuit to reverse a Texas judge who had blocked temporarily the president's plan after 26 states filed a lawsuit.
Oh my God!
Saying Obama's action was unconstitutional. How dare you? Even though what he did, I believe, in scope was less than what Uncle Ronnie Reagan had did. Like Ronald Reagan signed some kind of amnesty. But
can we just talk about,
I need to check those,
Reagan like most conservatives do in real ethereal terms? Like it's impossible to even look up what he did or fact check anything you say about Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Just say he's great. He's the best thing that ever happened to this country.
That says it wasn't immediately clear if the government would appeal. Either to the full appeals court in New Orleans or to the U.S. Supreme Court. The states that sued, led by, of course, the sovereign state of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Ow, fuck off, Georgie.
Has said that Obama was outside his authority and that the changes would force them to put more into law enforcement, health care, and education. We got to pay for those little beaners.
That's how they feel, right?
That's exactly how they feel.
We live in Texas. We got to deal with these fucking Mexicans.
They don't care about that. They don't care about that. They care that 5 million people are going to vote Democrat.
That's true.
That's all they fucking care about. And they can demonize these people. They give the lunatics sitting in their fucking trailers in their Stars and Bars underwear a chance, a boogeyman that's closer than ISIS to point at.
But what about all the crime that's happened since the Dream Act?
Oh, right.
What
about that one guy? They always have their examples. Like
Mexican.
A couple weeks ago, there was one guy, right?
Oh, yeah, the guy. He was a child molester.
Something like that. Look! Look, out of the 5 million, there's a child molester.
Well, they like some molesters though.
Oh, they love some molesters. Some molesters. If they're into Jesus and white and Duggery
and have a reality show. What up, star fuckers?
So that's the news over. That's the headline. We got more Dugger shit coming up. This story ain't dying.
What is he? Is he being proved innocent?
So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post. Comedy Pinko liberal
effete
Huffington the Post,
right?
Okay, everybody push everything out of the way on your desk and grab yourself by the back of the head and slam your face down as hard as you can 19 to 20 times and you'll be in the right mindset.
Some people are into that
to try to comprehend what's going on over on the Drudge Report. I was surprised. I thought the Drudge Report would be crowing there would be electronic jizz stains all over the screen from this Obama decision against the illegals. But that's not the headline over at the Drudge Report.
What is something that C-3PO would make?
The headline over at the Drudge Report is IRS hacked.
Oh, no.
More than 100,000 exposed.
Oh, my God. Man the pumps!
Says thieves used, and this is a ABC News story, thieves used an online service provided by the IRS to gain access to more than 100,000 taxpayers' information.
Well, no.
The information included returns and other tax information on file.
Oh, shit.
The thieves got into a system called Get Transcript.
Wow. What the fuck is that?
In order to access the info, the thieves cleared a security screen that required knowledge about the taxpayer, including Social Security, date of birth,
damn,
tax filing address.
Oh.
The IRS commissioner says, we are confident these are not amateurs. So
that doesn't make me feel better.
The IRS has launched a criminal investigation, it says.
What? That makes me sound like somebody at one point suggested, oh, it's just a bunch of kids fucking around.
In all, about 200,000 attempts were made from questionable email domains.
Yes.
With more than 100,000 of those successfully clearing authentication hurdles.
Who are we to blame for this, Snowden?
Maybe they got it off of the Adult Friend Finder network.
Oh, yeah. What? Wait.
I would think people don't put their Social Security number into Adult Friend Finder, which also, if I don't know if we talked about this yesterday, but Adult Friend Finder, I think the biggest quote dating site on the intranet.
I know. I thought it would be like eHarmony.
No, that's a real dating site.
Okay, Cupid.
Adult Friend Finder is Fuck Me Now.
Is that like Ashley Madison?
No, that's even more kind of
niche,
legitimate.
It's super. Wait.
Adult Friend Finder is.
It's for married people that want to fuck around on their husband and/or wife. You know.
It's that's kind of what a lot of shit they're finding out. They I think it's for 70 Bitcoin.
Yes.
Which is equivalent to 17 grand. I think I read this morning.
Oh, really?
Out there on the internet right now, you could buy
a person.
Buy that whole database.
Oh, really?
From Adult Friend Finder out on the dark web.
Then what the fuck do you do with it? What are you supposed to do with all that?
One, the article I read, the journalist, or I guess whoever it was, I think it's a hacker who wrote it, actually got some of these records and just did some cross-checking and was able to find Facebook information.
Yeah.
And then was able to say, oh, look, these people are married.
Oh, shit.
So they're thinking that somebody might use it as extortion or something.
What happened to the code?
And dick and titty pits pics.
That's
well, 98.9% dick pics.
What do they do? Post it to your timeline.
They're also finding, unsurprisingly, that Adult Friend Finder is a giant sausage fest.
Oh, is it really?
I know.
What a shock.
It's hard to believe.
You know, women use a similar thing to Adult Friend Finder. They just walk outside.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's less of a market.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some IRS shit was hacked. So who knows what?
Damn.
What kind of? If anybody interesting's information will be out
this
there.
This is Obama's fault. Why wasn't he? Why didn't he call the IRS and suggest like McAfee or Norton, something like that?
Right.
Update your shit,
it's
man.
It's Obama's fault.
Did they not open update Windows?
They probably only released conservatives' information.
That would be great, though. That would be great if everybody that likes the TCOT or something on Facebook.
Oh yeah, true conservatives of Twitter. That's what TCOT stands for.
Release the dick pics.
True cunts of Twitter.
Yes.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Wow.
And I'm looking around, and I gotta say, I ain't seeing the whole
Mexicans
amnesty thing. They've got floods.
No.
Got five people dead.
What's their angle on the floods? Obama's fault?
Water keeps rising. Relentless wall of water. Homecoming queen swept away.
That's not funny, but
it is kind of a ridiculous headline.
Oh my God.
Houston roads impassable. Hundreds stranded. It's because they elected that lesbian.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know that.
Dozens are missing. Horrible.
Good God. Water is no fucking joke. Listen, I told you that one time I was in Florida. I kept getting these alerts on my phone. You know, flash flood warning. Flash
420? Oh.
420, no. And I every time I looked at it, I was like, look at this fucking invasion of privacy. I didn't ask for this fucking update.
And then your balls deep.
Oh, my God. I'm driving down the street. I'm like, wow, it's really fucking raining. My phone the whole time is like, meh, meh, meh. Flash flood, you fucking idiot. Then the car just starts floating.
Oh, God. That was amazing with the video of you.
Yes.
Kayaking down your street. Yeah. That was crazy. Pensacola.
Yep. I felt like an action hero.
What was your superpower?
You could ignoring the weather alerts on my iPhone.
I'm apathy, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you
kidding?
I don't
give a shit.
If I was, my superpower would be apathy. I don't care.
I think my superpower is apathy.
Oh, is it? Damn. Are you more of an apathy Jedi than I am?
I don't know.
Let's have an apathy off.
It depends.
I don't know how you do that.
What do you care less about?
Oh, I could give two shits.
Right. How do you prove caring less? So all kinds of shit going on, all kinds of stories, right-wing nut jobbery. This
so many stupid people today.
This Duggar
gross
business just keeps going on. This his father-in-law.
Yes.
Or no, not his father-in-law. One of the other bullets that shot out of that Gatling vag.
There are so many of them.
Jessa Duggar.
Jessa.
Her father-in-law.
Right.
Went on some kind of a rant. I don't know. Was this published? Was this?
Right. I think I saw this.
Oh, it's a screed.
Oh, no.
It says his screed. This is on some blog.
Is a rant different than a screed?
Yeah, I think don't you think a rant?
Vocal.
Screed has more
written
of a negative connotation, don't you think? Like, you're not like, hey, check out my screed. It's right. Not like a proud thing.
I wrote a screed about everything I love about banana pudding.
But a lot of people are like, hey, check out my rant.
Yeah.
So he wrote about, he's trying, again, he's another one piling on to defend poor Josh Duggar. Not the poor little sisters who have Duggar prints on their vajayjays.
Gross. What about, does he want to defend Cosby as well?
I'm sure he has.
God.
He says, since that story was published, the internet and media have exploded with stories and blogs, many of them lining up, of course, you know, the reference he's going to use, to throw stones at Josh and the whole Duggar family.
God, no one's doing anything to Josh.
We're throwing e-stones at him.
I would, you know, if you're like, listen, you can either sexually assault me or just take a nice peppering of e-stones. I'm going with the e-stones.
I might take the e-stones.
I would definitely do that. He's a monster.
He then continues, I would rather not discuss something of this nature on my blog. Type, 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 type. However I'm going to manage. Especially since it is dredging up past sins. Listen to this shit.
What?
Dredging up past sins.
Right.
That have been painfully grieved over once already by all involved.
It's, listen, I don't know what you call it. I really, is it rape what he did? I mean, it's a fucking violent violation of somebody's innocence.
Yeah, well, it ain't cool.
It's rape.
And it's, yeah. And and again, I guess I'm all for paying your dues, to paying your debt to society and going through justice and everything. And had Duggar the Diddler gone through our justice system.
Duggar the Diddler.
The proper channels.
Yes.
Then, I guess, and changed his ways, I guess I would have less of a problem with this. But
he did not.
Right. The fact that they sent him to some snake oil salesman and then sent him to some friend of theirs who was a cop who was like, don't do that. And the cop turns out to be the guy that is now in jail on 50 plus counts of child porn.
I mean, 50 plus counts. What did he have?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the Christian camp or whatever, his counseling that he went to, sponsored by, guess what? Corporation.
I don't know.
Hobby Lobby.
Oh, God.
Is involved somehow with the deal.
Perfect. What did they do?
That guy, one of those guys that was heading up that group.
Yes.
That was building houses or made Josh build a house to try to, I don't know, forget about wanting to touch his sister.
So wait, he builds a house and then feels better about...
He doesn't like little vagina anymore.
What does that do for the person that was wronged?
Oh, well, they told them that...
Did they get to live in the house?
They shouldn't have been thinking impure thoughts in their sleep, and they shouldn't have been...
Oh, you're
sleeping
right.
Sleeping like whores.
Yeah, it was definitely her fault.
Did you have your legs crossed while you were sleeping like we teach you?
And yeah, you're a temptress laying there.
Right. Christians, after all. You got to blame the victim.
God, listen, if you go to sleep in the Duggar household, lock that fucking bedroom door.
There's some great memes out there. There's one of a little girl running in terror, and she's like, oh my God, is that Josh Duggar?
Ugh. Yeah, you should run. We don't know if he's been reformed or has gotten past this.
So this guy goes on in his ridiculous screed to say, are Jim Bob and Michelle, by the way, Jim Bob, I mean, is that really necessary? Pick one.
No, absolutely not.
Are Jim Bob and Michelle to be scolded for raising their children with high moral standards?
Wait a second. Is this the kid that raped somebody that they're...
And this moral failing evidence that they are legalistic hypocrites?
What?
No.
Legalistic?
Should they be scolded? And are they hypocrites because Josh diddled?
Well, you know, I don't know that you can necessarily blame parents for everything an adult... Well, wait, he was 15, right? 15 or 16,
yeah,
14,
like 13 to 15 or something like
well,
that.
Well, fuck, man. I
don't care if the number's over 10, 11.
You know what you're doing.
Right.
And I mean, did these parents did everything they could to protect their daughters from this monster? I don't know.
He did it again.
So they didn't.
Right.
They should be scolded.
They gave him a stern talking to that first time and sent him to build a house. And then... He went back and rediddled.
Yeah.
And that's when they got the law involved, but not really. They called their buddy, who's a Christian fuckwad, quiverful dickhead. And he gave, quote, a stern talking to
Jesus Christ.
Josh. But, you know, apparently, and then he went home to click through some kiddie porn.
So, right. So if you're a quiverful and you rape someone, the punishment is they send you away to learn a marketable skill.
Right.
You learn how to build a house.
Learned how to build a house.
God, that's weird. That's weird justice. It's very strange.
This guy writes, there are others that see this episode as a result of sheltering and repressing human desires.
Oh, jeez. How do they punish you if you kill somebody? Teach you how to make a cake?
They think that had he had access to sex education by Planned Parenthood, been allowed to watch edgy Hollywood films, been encouraged to experimentation with a girlfriend... What parent is out there is like, fuck her, boy. Just stick your dick in her.
They're saying that if Josh had a girlfriend, he wouldn't have attacked his sisters.
He said that's being said out there.
That
if he would have been encouraged to experiment with a girlfriend, He wouldn't have stuck his finger in his sister.
Well, listen, they needed somebody to take one for the team.
Or gotten free condoms from the local school nurse, then none of this would have happened. Right. The stupidity of some people is mind-boggling. Well, we agree on that sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fan the flames of youthful lust, and you end up with what we have. Unprecedented numbers of unwed mothers, millions of abortions, rampant STDs, and the unraveling of the fabric of our whole society.
No! Listen, anything would have been better than what you had that night when he decided to assault his sister.
Right.
Anything. I mean, right. God, they're saying, oh, yes, maybe, yeah, let him go get sex education at Planned Parenthood. Give him condoms. Anything would have been better than what he did.
So.
Fucking assholes.
At the end, he does seem to say, he says to the victims, tell someone you trust, a parent, a teacher, a friend. Anyone is better than silence. But they did. They told, you know, their church elders.
Tell someone you trust, and then your rapist will be taught to build a house.
For those who bear the emotional scars of abuse, I empathize with you.
No, fuck you. No, you do not. You're dumb.
Healing is possible, and many people have found it. Turn to Jesus Christ and find your identity in him. Lean upon him. Oh, he didn't capitalize it.
Oh, no.
The H in him.
Well, I hope you burn in hell. Oh, how do you like that?
Yeah. Lean upon him as he cleanses away the guilt and pain.
Oh, God, what a bunch of... this is such horse shit.
So this guy, you know, gets to take shot at unwed mothers.
Yeah, nice.
Sex education.
Millions of abortions.
Abortion and everything to try to distract the fact that his son and, well, not his son-in-law, his daughter-in-law's brother, you know, did some shenanigans.
Listen, Josh Duggar could have been aborted and none of this would happen.
Oh, God. Well, any of them involved. Right. I guess you can extrapolate that.
Wait. Now what are we getting? We're getting to something interesting. Would the world be a better place without the Duggars?
Well, we don't know what some of them are going to do, but right now I don't find my world any better because they're around. I mean,
worse.
I mean, I'm not advocating any, you know, removal of Duggars. We're talking about hypothetically if they hadn't existed in the first place.
They should write a book on parenting, on how to raise children. Then you could just know how not to do it. You could read the book. This is what the Duggars did. I won't do it. Right. I don't want to turn my son into a fucking
WWDD.
Molester.
Yeah. What would the Duggars do?
Bleh.
The
give me a stern talking to.
Only if you're a white Christian.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You think it's different?
Yeah. Well, yeah. the meanwhile, Salon magazine,
Effete,
has or actually it's the Defamer found an archived and something interesting. God love the intranet. Spaghetti Monster loved the internet. That, you know, Jim Bob Duggar
right
ran for Senate.
No. Oh, wow.
In 2003 in Arkansas, lost.
God damn.
He challenged the incumbent. And from the website, Jim Bob Duggar, U.S. Senate. Is it Jesus fish there?
Jim Bob. Is there legs on the Jesus fish? Or
no.
Not a Darwin fish.
Can't do that. The it says positional statements. There's a bunch of statements on what his positions be.
Positional.
And there's one that says abortion.
Yay.
I wonder what that might be.
My favorite.
He says that, it says, what is your abortion position specifically? Where do you stand on rape, incest, and threat to the mother's health?
Assume the abortion position.
Answer.
Yes.
This is Jim Bob Duggar's position. If a woman is raped, the rapist should be executed instead of the innocent unborn baby.
Whoa.
Abortion is an option. Many couples would love to adopt and are waiting for a baby. Abortion has been and always will be the destruction of an innocent child.
Ugh.
Rape and incest represent heinous crimes and as such should be treated as capital crimes.
Oh, awesome. So can we just string this asshole up then?
Rape and incest represent heinous crimes and as such should be treated as capital crimes.
All
this
right.
Was like allegedly from 2003, right around the time that if you would have sniffed little Josh's fingers,
gross,
they would have smelled like Duggar sisters.
Oh, so gross.
So, you know, of course it's different when it's in their camp.
Yeah. Are you saying they're hypocrites or something?
I might be doing just a wee little bit of that.
How should we execute the Duggar? Make him watch his shitty television show until he takes his own life.
Right. His own show, which is no longer on.
Oh, wow.
Even TLC has its limits, I guess.
I am fucking shocked. That shocks me. What do they care? They trash on that fucking channel all day.
A&E is still A&E is still throwing the horrible is still tossing ducks at us.
Yeah, yeah. When they're not doing that, they're watching people trying to get off drugs. They exploit them.
Right.
God damn. Horse.
That's that story there. Did you see what's going on with B.B. King's daughters?
Oh, my God. I saw a headline on this. I thought maybe it was not true.
Well, they're saying B.B. King, you know, the blues legend who passed last week.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Sad.
His daughters are... I'm in an undo redo leap here.
Oh, God.
Loop.
Oh, yes.
I was trying to redo and undo stuff. His daughters are legend that his demise was assisted along by his longtime personal assistant and his manager.
Now, listen, I have spent time as a personal assistant and, you know,
you can get it.
I can see maybe why. Was this a mercy killing? Was BB asking for this? And then the assistant
facilitated? Two of his daughters are alleging that he was poisoned. His daughters, Patty King and Karen Williams, made separate accusations in affidavits filed over the weekend saying, I believe my father was poisoned. He was administered foreign substances to induce his premature death. Both women are accusing his manager, Laverne Tony, and his personal assistant, Myron Johnson. They accuse him of neglect.
Wow.
They're saying that the attending physician listed the cause of death as multi-infarct dementia.
What in the fuck does that mean?
It's a bunch of small strokes caused by a series of small strokes.
That's the worst way to go. That and a shark attack.
The doctors are saying that, are saying that these two people allegedly gave B.B. King medication to induce some kind of diabetic shock. But the coroner, they've got to wait, you know, 6 to 8 weeks for the forensic results of an autopsy.
That's bullshit, because on TV, it's a commercial break.
But he already, that's true.
Yeah.
But he already has said that so far there's no evidence to substantiate the allegations.
Yes. Rest in peace, BB.
The women are saying that these people kept BB King away from them in the weeks prior to his death.
Oh, my God.
And that only this, like, assistant and manager were allowed to see him.
Was there, I mean, you know, I wonder if there was anything untoward.
Untoward. Going on. But, you know, it sounds like there's some fights for cash going on. That's what the lawyers are accusing. The lawyers for those guys are accusing. They're saying
he didn't die broke, BB?
Going for a cash grab. No, he had the millions, they say, the estate.
Yeah.
But he also had 15 children from 7 different relationships.
He's like the Duggars.
11 of which are still living.
Oh, wow. 11 times. You gotta, how many wives did B.B. King have? I mean, did he just blow?
I don't know if it, I don't have how many wives he had, but he had seven relationships, it says.
Oh, shit.
And 15 kids.
Got to divvy up that estate, guys.
Go, BB.
Oh, man.
BB had a good time.
Oh, yes.
Or maybe really not such a great time. Who knows how things went for BB. So that's the crazy story coming out of
that's insane, man.
Hollywood. And I'm sure tonight, in fact, at 7 p.m. here on the stream, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com/live, give your ear holes a tickle. Listen to the Hollywood Hick. A brand new episode tonight. I'm sure he will be talking a little bit about these shenanigans.
Recorded in Hollywood.
Recorded in the Florida room.
That's right.
In Hollywood. The what else have we got? I got some. This happened a few days ago. We didn't get to it.
Yes.
This is just more love from the Republicans.
Oh.
This is a guy who from South Carolina?
Fuck you.
They're trying to get a 20-week abortion ban passed, of course.
Hey, listen, if you even think of it, you can't kill it.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Oh, yes.
Oops. I mean, abortion, abortion, abortion.
Well, maybe they're going to hire, I think they're going to, jobs bill, they're going to hire a guard for each vagina in North, or where is it, South Carolina?
That's how, South Carolina, yeah.
We're guarding the puss.
But there was one South Carolina state senator, Senator Lee Bratt.
Hey.
Who threatened to filibuster because he didn't want exceptions for incest and rape victims.
Oh, my God. Have it anyway. Why not? Hmm? It's alive.
You know, I mean, I fundamentally disagree with their premise that, you know, 10 cells, to, or, well, it would be an even number of...
It's not. Two, it's not
eight,
anything.
16, I mean, honestly, 32, 64 cells is a, you know, a full human with rights that I don't abide by that.
No, and you're even thinking about it in the wrong context. You're talking about it like scientifically, is it alive? It's got a soul from Jesus, dumbass.
Okay.
That's the point.
That part B, I don't believe in.
Okay.
This dude is, I mean, I guess I can kind of see if that's your mindset, That would be the only way you could think. Because if you absolutely believe that if someone gets raped and they turn up pregnant a couple months later, that being inside of them is a fully formed 100% soul from Jesus that has rights.
100%.
And the vessel in which it is in doesn't matter.
Right. Not at all. But wait, then vessel has to raise this child.
Then, oh, that's not their problem.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck about that. That, I mean, I think people like this are probably more honest about their convictions than the ones who are okay with incest and rape exceptions.
Right.
I think it's all heinous. Stay out of the vagina. But, I guess I understand this idiot Lee Bright's view a little bit more than I do the ones who say, oh, well, you know, if it's rape or incest, you can kill it.
Right. It doesn't make sense in their way of thinking.
So now this guy, Lee Bright, said that he believes that the bill as it is would encourage, all it's going to do, Ryan.
Yeah.
Is encourage women to falsely report that they were raped.
Wow, man. That's amazing.
Quote, after 20 weeks, if you wanted to get an abortion, you could go and say you were raped. You could go have the abortion. You wouldn't be denied. There's no police report.
Yes, this is just like voter fraud, right? It's rampant. Everyone's pretending to be raped.
even in the case of a woman being sexually assaulted, he said, and immediately taken to a hospital, the fetus has rights.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, until it's born.
Oh, right. Then who gives a flying fuck about it? No. Unless it's white and privileged.
God, yes. And otherwise, Christian. We're just going to pull him over, plant pot in his car, and then shoot him to death.
Right. Not in that order.
No.
Now, fellow Republican Larry Groom said, well, I'm not comfortable with the exceptions either, but if we can't save them all, let's save what we can. Save the babies.
You are delusional. What about saving all the babies that are
hungry?
In the foster care, why don't you adopt some babies, dickhead, if you're so concerned?
What color are they?
I'm saving the white babies.
I guess, though, after some chats and everything, that this guy finally abandoned his threat to filibuster it. So it was a 37-7 Senate vote that kept in the rape and incest exception. So the nice, benevolent GOP, if you get raped or incested or both,
yes,
you know, they'll allow you to consider.
How do they have time
terminating that pregnancy?
How do they have time to fuck with all this abortion shit when they're busy trying to rebuild our infrastructure and our bridges and stuff like that?
What? Communism. Don't talk about that communism.
You know,
bridges and roads and shit.
Here's what I'll say. If you're on a bridge and it's crumbling and you're about to fall to your death in the water, I don't think you're going to give a shit what fixes it. Communism doesn't matter. I don't want to drown in the water. Honestly, my mother drives across a bridge every day to and from work. Right. Who is looking at that bridge? It's in Florida, for God's sakes.
Oh, here's a story.
Nobody's looking at that bridge.
We put out. I don't know if it's gone out yet, if it's still hovering in the ether, waiting in the wings. But it's, and I thought this was crazy too. You know, these Cleveland police. You know, all these shenanigans that were fucking going on in Cleveland.
Cleveland steamers.
You know, they had the federal investigation that found out that they were, you know, beating the shit out of people and chasing, you know, if you look at them wrong, they chase you down and beat the shit out of you. And if you say, excuse me, officer, they chase you down and beat the shit out of you.
Is Ohio the place you go where the officers are trained to climb on the hood of your car and shoot directly into the windshield?
And they also do that.
If you're unarmed?
I believe.
Oh, okay. And not white?
Where was this? This is from the New York Times this morning. I put up on our Facebook. And really, thing that struck me, this is so ridiculous. So they've agreed to the Cleveland Popo.
Yes.
Have agreed to a deal with the Justice Department. You know, they were found to be engaging in massive shenanigans. And the Cleveland PD has agreed to follow what are called some of the most exacting standards in the nation over how and when its officers can use force.
Okay.
They're going to have to also accept close oversight to make sure that these rules are not being ignored.
Fuck you.
It's part of a settlement with the Justice Department over a pattern of unconstitutional policing and abuse.
Wow, it seems like this might be happening everywhere.
I read the story, and down here it says, and I quoted, quote, the rules. Okay, so these are these new rules that they're going to follow.
Kate, hand me a piece of paper and a legal pad. I'm going to note these.
The rules prohibit officers from using force against people simply from talking back.
Okay.
Or as punishment for running away.
Ooh. You get punished for running.
Not now.
Yeah.
They can't beat the shit out of you because you made them run. my favorite part, pistol whipping is prohibited.
Okay. Oh, shit. I keep forgetting that. I'm so sorry.
As is firing warning shots.
Who the fuck does that?
So, pistol whipping. Yeah. Are they out there pistol whipping people and firing warning shots? Why do they have to be told this?
Imagine getting pistol whipped. You're getting hit
with a gun. A hunk of metal.
Oh, my God.
Well, what the fuck are cops doing out there that these are exacting standards that they're being held to? Don't pistol whip. Don't beat the shit out of someone because they talk back to you.
Dude, and when you fire a warning shot.
Well, that's
beyond
ridiculous.
Yeah. What do you think happens to the bullet? Does it just dissolve in the air or does it actually land somewhere? It has to stop moving.
Don't you use your science on us.
How depressing.
So now I just saw a couple other blogs are putting out like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That these standards are being held to. Yes, they should be.
Yeah.
This is standards that we're taught in the fucking playground in third grade.
Listen.
Not do. Why do we have to teach cops this?
We're learning that that's the bare fucking minimum. That is the most you can expect from the cops these days.
Not to beat the shit out of you, you're saying?
Yeah, the bare minimum. It's always been like that. The only reason we know about it now is because everybody has fucking cameras.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing their damnedest to try to prevent that.
Right.
These subversive sites, one of them I've been on for a while. Now it's all of a sudden it's gaining popularity because of all the shit that's been going down. Cop Watch and another one is Photography is Not a Crime.
Yeah.
Story after story after story after story of these cops grabbing cell phones, knocking cell phones out of your hands, smashing them on the ground. I'm gonna take this as evidence.
That's property damage.
Absolutely, and they cannot take your cell phone as evidence. They need a subpoena.
What are you supposed to say to a cop when he's beating the fuck out of you?
Right. I mean, unless it's the original reason you're there. Do you know what I mean? Like if you filmed a murder and the cops show up, then they can take your phone as evidence. But if the murder's done and you're filming the cop being an asshole to the crowd outside the murder,
they can't
and they try all the time.
How terrifying, man.
I'm seizing your phone.
What do you say? No, you have to have a subpoena.
Yeah, the brave ones do. And then sometimes they get the shit beat out of them.
Those guys that refuse to roll down the window or participate in these DUI checkpoints.
Yeah. if you can survive having your window smashed and being dragged out and taken to court and or taken to jail, they usually drop the charges and you usually end up making some money.
You know, and this is racist, but when I watch those videos, I'm always most impressed when I see black people doing that.
Oh, that's quite amazing. I don't see that often at all.
You're gonna get killed, man. I've seen a black person refuse a checkpoint. On one of those sites.
Have you? I don't remember it's having insane. Seen that.
It's insane. The cops.
They're the bravest people out there.
We are so fucked with this police thing. Nobody knows what their rights are. We're just getting abused.
That, and we've also got a crabby follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
To the story we talked about. The artist John Sims.
Yes.
From Sarasota, Florida, who was going to simultaneously, he and his group of similar artists were going to get together on Memorial Day yesterday and burn a shitload of Confederate flags and bury them.
Fuck you can't burn my heritage.
13 states, allegedly, places followed through. One Tyrone Allen, who organized the ceremony in Atlanta, said, if you don't see the hate that comes along with it, that has come along with it, if you don't see the racism behind what has been founded with the usage of it, then you're ignoring it.
Right. and he set it on fire.
As they lit that motherfucker on fire, a bunch of artists took part in the various events, sharing, quote, eulogies.
For the Confederate
that they
flag.
Had composed for the flag before they buried it. One speaker in Atlanta said, "You decided to fight for the wrong side of history." Now, WKMG of Orlando
radio,
Florida. No, a TV.
Fuck you.
Did report.
Right.
there's a video, but the screen capture is of probably it was one of the artists, a black man, getting ready to burn the flag, and there's looks like an angry white man standing there with his arms crossed wearing a rebel Confederate hat. He doesn't look happy at all.
Fuck that white dude standing there. He's cell phones clipped to his belt.
One guy was wearing had a sign that said, "Obama, go home, give our USA back."
Obama!
Why is it Obama's fault?
Go back to Kenya.
Did President Obama show up at the Orlando Stars and Bars burning?
Where is his home? Where is he supposed to go? Is he supposed to go? Is a specific hut in Kenya that's his? Go home.
The 20 to 30 supporters showed up at the at Winter Park, Florida, Orlando.
Right.
So did some opposition. Dean Eason, a Vietnam War veteran, showed up holding a protester sign, said, "I'm very upset. I'm very angry and upset. They don't have the nerve to burn the flag here in front of us."
Sure I do. Give me a lighter, dummy.
They originally hoped to burn the flag in the park, but they were told by the Orlando PD that ordinances wouldn't allow it. So
yeah, I agree with that.
Instead, they burned it on private property on Sunday and brought the ashes to the park to scatter it on the pond. Yeah.
Florida is very dry. And it's so hot. You can start a fire. It could be a whole fucking thing.
So they didn't burn it in front of the people. They couldn't do it there. So that's why this guy was saying they didn't have the nerve to burn it here in front of us.
I just don't know who in the fuck romanticizes the Confederacy.
Showed up intentionally to protest this. They're so upset by burning the loser flag that wasn't really even the loser flag. But anyway, that they take time out of their day to make protest signs, a sign that says Obama go home.
What's the median reading level of that group? The people protesting the burning of the...
I want to look at that Obama... I want to see a picture of that Obama go home side, see what the spelling is like.
Yeah. We're checking purely for punctuation.
Right. Obama go home. So that... apparently, they went... the rest of them went through, without too much incident.
You can't fuck with people in Central Florida, Winter Park or Winter Garden or whatever. That's Redneckville, USA.
These were the culmination of a final part of a series of projects involving the flag for this artist. He had previously recolored it to make it look like the Black Liberation Movement, and also staged a hanging of the Confederate flag. Not the hanging that you would think.
Yes.
The noosey kind. So that everybody, he wasn't killed.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
Interestingly, one of the more popular stories that we've had in a long time was the story of this art project that was going to be done.
Congratulations.
And... of the shit ton of comments we got, overwhelmingly, all the angry liberals on our page are voting for burn it! Burn that motherfucking flag! Watch them squeal as it burns.
Oh, it's so funny.
And also,
I love it!
And also, as a follow-up, yesterday's other big-time story on our page...
Dee-dee-dee-dee!
...was... And this one, I don't think we've had, there's 28 comments or something already.
Is this the one where the sea lions have invaded a pier or a dock in Washington?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about that one before we?
Not really. I was just asking. They took over a dock and now they're trying to make them leave. It's funny.
That's the big whale thing, right?
Yeah. They put a fake whale in there.
Did we talk about that?
No, we talked about that. We talked about that offline. In a normal conversation.
We shouldn't have those.
Put them on Periscope.
So the story of Sheriff Joe.
Yeah.
Yesterday that we talked about on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com to download the wonderful Diamond.
Oh, yes.
Of a show that we made yesterday. The sheriff is complaining, you know, Sheriff Joe, that all this litigation that's been coming against him for, I don't know, illegally going after brown people.
He
can't pay for it.
You know what's funny? It's like, I bet there's a bunch of brown people out in Arizona that wish this wasn't happening either because they were victims of your fucking abuse of power, you fucking asshole. Nobody's happy.
And so he's whining about that. And really, I don't know, this one, a couple thousand people, without, there's no supporters of Sheriff Joe on our page. All of them are like, pay it off in jail, asshole. Mike says, this guy says, no way, you old bigot. Jim says, fuck him. That's kind of how Jim rolls. Jim's one of my favorites on our page. Jim, that's about how Jim rolls. Fuck him.
I've seen that guy.
Yeah, he says, the Tea Party is a blight and should be eradicated.
I know. We're trying to figure out how to do it. It's just, there's just so many stupid people out there, Jim.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
And also, I think we didn't talk about this yesterday. We should talk about this. Anyway, that's the Joe Arpaio one is the other one. Join in that one. Nobody on Joe's side.
Well, there are people out there on Joe's side.
Not on our page, yeah.
We just don't know them.
You think one that guy, Bill.
Lindemute or whatever his fucking
name
is.
He's been fighting a different battle this morning.
Yeah. He said something dumb. He's like, why is it that liberals always blah, blah, blah? And I just can't read when I see that. I just hate that.
It's the story I wanted to get to next is this. A former Reagan advisor.
Oh, yes.
An economist. Advisor to Reagan, Bush the Greater.
How the fuck did Reagan have an economist working for him? Because that trickle-down shit, that's like I thought of it. It doesn't work.
Well, he didn't say he was a good economist.
Well.
Reagan had a lot of economists that are of that thought.
He didn't fucking know. Did he just wander around the White House looking pretty?
Oh, yeah. Well, you heard what's his name said? Jim Garner.
He
was vice president of the Screen Actors Guild. And
he was stupid.
Basically, he's like, Ronnie didn't have a lot of thoughts going on. He was just kind of told what to do and was charming enough to sell it. So
that's awesome.
So this former advisor to Presidents Reagan and Bush, conservative.
Yes.
Old white dude.
Perfect.
Bruce Bartlett is his name. Wrote a white paper, I guess, an abstract, a screed.
I've never heard the term white paper. What does that mean?
It's a...
A screed?
Yeah, it's a study or a opinion piece or something.
Oh, cool.
I guess, I don't know. In his paper, quote, how Fox News changed American media and political dynamics. Well, I mean, here, you could just listen to a little bit of the gentleman himself. This is him on CNN talking about the bubble of Fox, basically.
Fox has long been the favorite channel of the Republican Party, but is it actually bad for the GOP? The question was reignited this week, not by Jon Stewart or a liberal columnist, but by the well-respected conservative historian Bruce Bartlett. He wrote this paper, it's titled, How Fox News Changed American Media and Political Dynamics, using statistics to charge that Fox makes its viewers less educated, and that the channel even dampened turnout for Mitt Romney in the last presidential election. This is the rare scholarly paper that has stirred a media
God, this guy's driving me crazy.
Jesus, he's so chatty.
Here's the dude himself.
Like conservative websites like National Review, Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, and so they are completely in a universe in which they are hearing the same exact ideas, the same arguments, the same limited amount of data repeated over and over and over again. And that's brainwashing.
So this guy who is a conservative is saying that Fox News has done a disservice, not only to the country, but especially to the Republican Party. He also writes in his paper that because of this bullshit, that they dampened turnout for Romney.
because people couldn't get behind him.
They were angry, yeah.
Because he wasn't a zealot.
Right.
An ideologue.
Right. Because Fox News has somehow convinced, and this guy even says that it's not a true the true representation of the electorate. The whole country is not fucking right-wing nut jobs. Surprise, surprise.
It's just they're so loud.
And
the idiots.
Right. Yeah. And you know, Fox is good at getting them out, but they were also good at getting out or turning them off from the quote, you know, standard Republican candidate.
I mean, just think about Fox. I mean, they have a news anchor on there who actually said Santa Claus is white.
Yep.
And Jesus. Okay.
Right.
Enough said. Period.
So he stuck by his word of brainwashing that they drink very heavily from the Fox waters. This guy said, this pundit that was talking to him said in the rest of this yeah. interview, he's like, well, what about the liberal media? You know, and this guy, Bruce Bartlett says, well, for a while, with the way the country was going, the media was tilted a little bit more liberal.
Right.
Not so much now. The media is mainstream, and Fox News is batshit crazy, and the right-wing bubble, like he said, Newsmax, National Review, WND. They live in this world where they go from one to the other, and even some of the crazier ones, they just keep getting told. Like, if you get down to WorldNet Daily Newsmax, God. I mean, you're really batshit crazy. And
I mean,
you're
that's think
Fox is liberal.
That's like you're worried about an EMP. You need a Faraday box. You're a doomsday prepper. The whole ball of wax,
the Muslims
right?
Muslims are circling the house.
But
the
that's
black
that's,
people are circling the house. The but Mexicans are circling the house. The homosexuals are circling the house.
That's just. But that Fox is just giving people what they want to hear, though. I mean, they're sort of voicing what the idiots are saying.
Right, right.
I agree with Fox.
There's also a good piece. So that one, and that story is what brought out one of our resident lunatics.
Yes.
And there's a shit ton of comments on that one already. That one's from not that long ago, and that's a couple thousand people. I've seen it. It says,
get in the conversation, spread the crabs.
Yeah, and people are fighting with this guy, Bill, and his arguments are so stupid. He's, with every time he types, he's proving the point that this guy said.
Right.
Of being in this stupid Fox bubble. He goes, come on, Krabby, which is kind of funny.
Yeah,
he calls
yeah.
us Krabby.
I saw that. I love that.
Come on, Krabby. You can't deny Republicans are much smarter than lefties.
I saw that. No. I was like, dude.
Who never really pick a side. They teeter on the fence, unable to make decisions.
What the fuck?
What?
Unable to make a decision.
Have you listened to the show, Bill? We
yeah.
make a lot of decisions. We got lots of opinions
yeah, Bill.
Here on Crab Diving. He says, so why would Fox viewers need brainwashing? It's the Democrat Party who's in denial about the state of economy, jobs, foreign policy, in which terrorism is thriving.
Oh, my God. Did you see the other article on Facebook about Bush and all the fucking lying he did? About how many false statements were made about the Iraq war?
And Bill,
good
by the way,
God.
Is one of these guys who, because he then says to somebody else arguing, it might be us. I said, dumbest shit I've read today, Bill, though it is early.
Good.
He said to somebody else, nice stereotyping. I'm from the great, all capitals,
yes.
state of Texas.
Ooh.
But don't watch a minute of Fox News or listen to Rush. You know why? Because we've argued with this guy before. We know Bill. Because Bill is over on WND and Alex Jones.
He's reading all those fucking articles.
He's a batshit libertarian crazy. He thinks Fox News is too liberal.
Do you think we're in like the perfect storm? Meaning that Fox and WMD and Breitbart, they just shit out all this bullshit. And then these idiots are able to get together and post it on their Facebook pages. And all the idiots share it.
Yeah. And then look how this is how he got us.
Yeah.
This is his smart smackdown.
The stinger.
Why do you think they call it Democrat talking points?
What does that mean? like
we can never decide.
Oh yeah, yeah. We
talking points is just a term. Republicans have talking points too.
Listen, these Republicans, a lot of the stuff with the Republicans is not up for discussion because Jesus.
Democrats give free shits for votes. Buy them off. Welfare. 2-year unemployment checks. Obamacare. Immigration reform.
Voter fraud. Fuck you, dude. Buying votes. I wish.
You bought my vote.
Yeah.
With helping the poor. Right. You got my vote with Obamacare. You got my vote with immigration reform.
You got my vote for shutting down Guantanamo. Ooh.
You're damn. Yeah, well, president's been trying. The Republic snatches won't let him.
Oh, that's true. Bummer.
Yeah, we think you're an idiot, Bill, this other guy says. Then somebody else wrote, Robin putting a lot of energy into a couple of paragraphs trying to educate Bill, which is pointless. It's really quite pointless because
she might as well read it to Kate. Yeah, but I love Kate. I mean,
you'll get a better reaction out of
it. Just give her a treat.
So again, thanks to Bill though for absolutely 100% proving the exact point.
Yes,
of the article he was commenting on.
That's crazy,
but with his moronic comments, and I even said, oh really. Bill, please provide us with your studies that have shown that conservatives are smarter than libtards.
Yeah, let's see that.
Where are those numbers?
Well, you would cite a bunch of Wheel of Fortune scores.
Because I don't seem to have seen that. I kind of have seen a lot of studies that seem to show that, things like racism kind of tends to go more conservative. Things like, stupidity. Yeah. Kind of tends to go more conservative.
Are you saying racism is based in ignorance?
Could be.
I get up every morning and do the word jumble.
Now, frequently we're, accused of shitting on Christianity here on Crab Diving.
Grab me my glass coffee table.
Without a Craigslist invite.
Wow.
Or dinner. And a movie. But I'm willing to give equal time to a Muslim loony.
Oh.
Because this, did you see this one?
No.
There's a televangelist.
Okay.
They have them elsewhere.
Oh, my God.
This guy is Turkish. They found, somebody unearthed this. I guess it's a video, I don't know when the hell this is from, a few years ago. Muslim preacher, you don't expect me to, Mujahid Sihad Han was, a viewer told him that, quote, he kept masturbating, although he was married, and he even masturbated during the Umrah, which is his pilgrimage to Mecca.
While he was walking to Mecca, he was just jacking off. That's a little disconcerting.
I think, he meant during the whole trip. I don't think...
You're ruining my walk.
I don't think he was circling. Yeah. although under those robes, who the hell knows?
You're not allowed to masturbate on the way to Mecca?
Nah. I think not. Because Mujahid Sihad Han said... Warned the man that masturbation is haram.
Which
is forbidden.
Haram.
He said, moreover, one hadith, which is, I guess, one of their books, states that those who have sexual intercourse with their hands will find their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
Oh, that would be horrible. Oh my God, I got a wrist baby.
Complaining against them to God over its rights.
Shit. How would you... Wow. If you could have babies out of your wrist, I mean, that... You gotta get your sleeves adjusted, apparently.
This guy's got 12,000 Twitter followers. They said, though, that even a bunch of his Twitter followers mocked him on this one.
They're all wrist babies.
One said, are there any hand gynecologists in the afterlife? Can you get an abortion there? Another one said.
Right.
And then another one summed it up, I mean, truthfully, by saying, you've got to be kidding me. The only men not having pregnant hands would be the ones without hands.
Yeah. It's all strange. Very weird.
So, I mean, there's religious nut jobbery everywhere. And it's not only the, you know, chopping people's heads off and stuff like that. They just have ridiculous moronic beliefs, too. Masturbation. Who cares? Who cares?
Well, listen, if I thought it would give you a wrist, baby, I wouldn't do it. I mean, that, could you imagine walking around and your wrist is showing?
Any kind of baby.
Oh, yeah, but especially that, because what do you, like, how would you, do you walk around with a, I don't know, logistically, that seems.
Who comes up with this? Those who have sexual intercourse with their hands will find their hands pregnant in the afterlife. Ridiculous, almost dangerous. Yeah. It's almost a dangerous bang of the gong there.
Yep.
So that's the story. We'll have that.
I'll congratulations, that, everybody, with their wrist babies and their.
I'll put that on our Facebook. Those, you know, Christians who are always like, how come you never make fun of Muslims?
Yeah, well, we do. We make fun of everyone.
You only hate Christians.
No. We marginalize anybody.
Hate religion. That's a frequent theme I'm seeing in the comments of these apologists for the Duggar diddler.
You hate religion?
You hate religion.
So what? Who cares?
You just hate religion. There was one guy, I don't know, I forget, it was Washington Post, I think. I was reading a story, and he was all over the comments.
Yeah.
You obviously are a religion hater.
So?
Because you're speaking badly of Josh Duggar and haven't forgiven him.
Yeah. So what? I hate your religion. How do you like that?
Well, no, I hate people that fuck kids.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I don't give a shit about your religion, whether you're religious or not. Don't diddle kids. Don't fuck kids.
Yeah.
That's where we may have a little issue.
Yeah, I mean, my God, I don't understand. I mean, these people will defend anyone as long as they're white and Christian and probably male.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What if this was a girl? What if it was a girl molesting one of the sisters? I don't know.
Right?
I mean, it's all just so bizarre. It's just so bizarre that that happens.
Or if he had diddled boy Duggar.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he had totally diddled Duggar dick. Right. Diddle Duggar dick.
It's a bad day at the Cat in the Hat.
Right.
I mean, would Huckabee have come out
if I could not with a goat?
If the Duggar had been a diddler of, if the Duggar diddler had been a diddler,
it's not easy, right?
Yes.
If the Duggar diddler what?
If the Duggar diddler had diddled boys, Mike Huckabee might not have endorsed him.
I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
I don't know if there'd be a whole lot of forgiving going on.
Not at all
for that one.
Hey, he's gay. Mike Huckabee's the worst. This dude's running for president, and look at him. Look at his behavior.
But he's not. He's running for more money.
Yeah.
He's running for a better salary on Fox.
Gross.
To continue to fleece the idiots into believing that Obama's coming for their guns.
I mean, dude, if you're a right-wing nut job and you see all your buddies making shit tons of cash on Fox, you're a little jealous. You're like, time for a book, time for a show.
Right.
I want some of that. I want some of that money.
Well, since we're talking about Huckabee.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The not only is he running for the president, as you know, on the right, but also Marco Rubio is running. Listen to Marco Rubio. He went on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
CBN. Now, Marco Rubio, compared to everyone else, seems a little boring to me. Is that wrong? Or?
It's pretty boring. Yeah. I don't know. Some people think he's got a chance. I don't know that he's going to somehow unseat Jeb.
The thing is, it's going to have, they're going to do what they did last time with Romney. It's got to be the least craziest seeming person, you know?
Right.
I mean,
or does it? I mean, there, well, a couple of these pundits, even the Republican writers and, you know, journalists and stuff, some of them who kind of agree with the fact now that the Republican Party has gone apeshit crazy. Some of them are saying, you know what, maybe we should just put up the crazy guy.
Hey, I wish they would.
Put up the crazy guy, see what happens. Let's put Ted Cruz up there.
Here's the problem with that. What if he wins? What if he wins? That will get, I guarantee you, if Ted Cruz runs for president, every liberal in this fucking country is showing up to vote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fear. That would light a fire under a lot of liberals. So here's a little bit of the Rubio talking about, you know, what's really important.
His deep faith drives public policy decisions on social issues like traditional marriage.
We are at the water.
So
God,
here you go.
It.
Here's the important shit. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Economy, food for poor people, income inequality. No.
Gay people might want to get married.
Decisions on social issues, like traditional marriage.
We are at the water's edge of the argument that mainstream Christian teaching is hate speech.
Okay.
Mainstream Christian teaching is hate speech.
It is. I hate it. It's speech I hate to hear. And the other thing is, are we going to let this guy go with that metaphor? We are at the water's edge.
Oh,
where we think
it's CBN. What are you expecting?
Does that make sense? Is that a good metaphor he's using, or
we're at the water's edge of the argument that mainstream Christian teaching is hate speech?
And then can you mix your liquids? Meaning, can you use the word stream?
don't cross know. The streams.
No. Listen, I'm just saying it sounds fucking
well.
Dumb.
It's all bullshit.
Irritating.
It's such crap about that.
Mainstream Christian teaching is hate speech. Because today we've reached the point in our society where if you do not support same-sex marriage, you are labeled a homophobe and a hater.
Agreed. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, it's not true. If you cannot support whatever the fuck you want, just don't keep anybody else from supporting it.
Wait. You think if you don't support gay marriage, you're not a homophobe?
But you can be a homophobe
and support gay marriage.
No, you're be a homophobe. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hate gay people. You can hate black people.
Right.
Don't pass laws against gay people. Yeah, yeah. Don't pass laws against black people. I don't give a shit.
It would be better if you didn't.
Well, of course. But to say that because you think that gay people should have access to the same civil rights.
Yeah.
Is saying. When you're saying you're against that, that's shitty. That is taking people's rights away.
That's homophobic.
That is homophobic.
It's crappy. Is he dumb, this Rubio?
Look, he's pandering to... Look who he's talking to.
...and a hater. So what's the next step after that? After they've done going after individuals?
Oh, here we go. Because, of course, it's slippery slope time, everybody.
Are we getting into Naziville, USA? What is this?
Yeah, hop in your potato sack and get ready to slide down the slippery slope.
Oh, bummer.
Of gay marriage.
So what's the next step after that? After they've done going after individuals, the next step is to argue that the teachings of mainstream Christianity, the catechism of the Catholic Church, is hate speech.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid.
No, listen, I'm for that. How do we classify that as hate speech?
It's so ridiculous to at least he didn't go full pedophile or full bestiality.
He's saving that for the atheists.
That, you know, well, if they get married today or tomorrow, you know, you're going to be fucking a donkey and getting married at Vegas with a cow.
But doesn't sort of this when I hear stuff like this, it kind of makes me want in a way it to be true. I wish the left wing was making all that shit hate speech. How great would that be? Aha, stick it to you.
Well, in Europe, they do. Like in England, they don't have the giant freedom of speech that we have here. And you can get in trouble for hate speech. You can get criminal charges for tweets. You can
even
have
if,
criminal charges
even if you're
for
making,
shit you put on Facebook.
Even if you're making fun of, like, conservatives?
If you can do something against religion, yeah. I think you can.
Wow.
I mean, like, really vicious.
That's bad.
So, yeah, I mean, our way is better. You know, you don't have a right to not be offended. And that's the problem with these Christians is... they want their right to say whatever heinous, vile, disgusting thing they can with impunity, And God forbid you say anything about them or they scream and squeal God. Persecution.
Dude, you can't even say anything bad about this Josh Duggar guy, and he's a fucking molesting
monster. You hate religion.
Monster.
How dare you? You hate religion.
It's like, what are the Republicans value? I mean, nothing. Money. I mean, I don't know.
Money.
White, skin color, Jesus.
But listen to how, listen to this
Christ.
Asshole Rubio.
Fuck him.
Wearing his fucking flag pin because, you know, you're not American. You're a communist if you don't wear that flag pin.
Was he there protesting the burning of the Confederate flag?
I'm sure he wanted to be.
And that's a real and present danger.
It's a real and present danger. Now, listen who rings in here.
Hold on a second. This guy is using expressions he read in a Tom Clancy novel, and he's running for fucking president. And it's not real and present danger,
it's
you
clear.
Fucking asshole.
Right. Here's the host of the 700 Club weighing in.
Oh boy, he's coming on strong. He's just amazing. He came from virtually nothing down in Florida.
CBN, don't forget, is Pat Robertson's channel.
And that's where they air the 700 Club, right?
So, right, yeah. So this guy, so Rubio was interviewed by this other guy, and they just aired it on Pat's
nothing channel. Nothing down in Florida and beat a former sitting governor. I mean, he was in a Senate race. It was amazing. And he sort of came from behind, but he did it. And who knows? Because the Hispanic vote is going to be enormous. You figure California, you figure Florida.
Oh, he loves. If he thinks, let me stop the porn music. If he thinks that Rubio, why does he think Rubio is going to get the Hispanic vote?
Because of his last name, Rubio.
But then they're over there screaming about how, look at all the dumb feminists who the only reason they're going to vote for that hag Hillary is because she has a vagina. Yet, yeah. They're willing to say, well, if you're Hispanic, why wouldn't you vote for Rubio?
Isn't the joy in Pat's voice as he's counting all the Mexican votes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he's worried about it,
though. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you figure California, you figure Florida, you figure Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, all these states where Hispanic voters are going to have a significant, if not major, influence in how those states go. Rubio could be the Democrats' nightmare.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we're that worried about
nightmare.
Marco Rubio.
Or wet dream.
Taking away the Hispanic vote after
no way.
He was the one who was kind of for comprehensive immigration reform, and then the religious right nut jobs shredded him for his belief, and then all of a sudden he's now against.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that.
So good luck getting the Hispanic vote, Marco.
Marco Rubio.
They don't have the gay marriage thing to use anymore.
Do you think Bernie Sanders could handle a debate with Marco Rubio?
Oh, yeah, sure. Bernie Sanders is awesome.
I know.
There was a...
He's kind of joking. It just seemed like he would shred him.
There's a meme out there, a bunch of memes. Did you know that George Bush...
Yes.
Or not George, Jeb. Jebediah, James Earl Jones Bush.
Right.
Whatever the fuck it is. Was it John Ellis Bush?
John Ellis Bush.
I think he had some shenanigans where he was investigated. His son was arrested for something at one point for shenanigans. His other son was arrested for shenanigans. His wife was investigated for shenanigans. Like she imported something and didn't tell them and didn't claim it or something. So there's all these criminal charges in the Bush family.
We like to call that a red flag. And there's also that war crime charge.
And then Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Nothing. Bernie Sanders' son is like, he represents the homeless in Vermont. He fights for low income housing people. It's like he does everything charitable.
And what are they doing in the Bush household?
Making money. Got to make money.
I want my country to be ran like a shitty business.
Oh, yeah, that's just what we need. Profitable.
Right.
Profit over people. Right.
Yeah. There's a guy camping out. He's got a tent a couple blocks away, right, like he's outside in the woods.
Horrible.
Didn't have any money. Yeah, fuck him.
Let's see what else here. Oh, Judge Roy Moore.
Oh, is this the Alabama asshole? The gay marriage guy?
Giant asshole from Alabama.
Hey, bigoted homophobe.
Christo fascist dominionist American Taliban. Fuckhead Roy Moore. Who already once was dragged out of the Supreme Court in Alabama for shenanigans.
What a child.
And inexplicably, the fucking morons of goddamn Alabama put him back.
Tyranny!
Voted him in as Chief Justice.
They love him. He's punk rock, this guy.
So he's more recently been famous. What he did before was he refused to get rid of the Ten Commandments out of his courthouse.
God. I mean.
And they said, that's unconstitutional. He's like, I don't need your constitution.
This Jesus. Come on, think about the Ten Commandments story, you fucking asshole. Do you think a guy, what happened? Moses went up on the hill, somehow he was given tablets, and then what did he do? He showed the tablets to everybody, and then they broke, and then he parted the Red Sea, and then a bush burned.
Okay.
That sounds reasonable.
Sure.
Good Lord. There are more believable sections of Harry Potter.
And a guy lived inside of a big fish's stomach for 3 days.
Now, some people think, oh, that might be kind of cool, but think about what that must have smelled like.
Yeah. So, Judge Roy Moore was speaking with none other than Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Oh, my God.
Ninny of just incredible magnitude.
Kate, hand me all that heroin over there, please.
Prepare your ears, ladies and gentlemen.
Dee 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 dee.
Here's a little bit of this shit fest.
Fuck you.
Of this radio station. Any asshole can have a radio show.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com/live.
Charlatans.
Here's a little bit of what they're talking about. And you know the main thing that the Christians are worried about here in America?
The gay!
Don't care about jobs and people eating and having like roofs over their heads and not starving to death and income inequality and health. Nope. We got worried about a couple of women rubbing their vaginas against each other.
Right.
What is the solution then, Chief Justice?
Solutions always go back to the United States Constitution and look and see. There is no word marriage in the Constitution.
Who can resist? Who has the ability to resist?
Congress. Congress should look at the United States Constitution, find clearly that there's no right to redefine marriage.
What about the states?
Or create. The states can also resist.
But what if they find it also doesn't say that there's not?
Yeah.
It doesn't say that there's not a right for gay marriage. So he's right. It doesn't mention marriage.
So,
but it does say that everybody needs to have equal rights and equal protection under the law.
Everyone.
That includes gay people.
Yes.
You can't offer something as a civil,
I mean,
service to people. You can't say, we're not going to pick up Catholics' garbage.
I mean, you would think, yeah.
You can't not offer civil service
to certain groups.
And by not allowing two consenting adults to enter into a civil contract to have their rights recognized, just like two other people.
And you would think someone from Alabama would understand this.
But
I mean, it's kind of part of their history.
Right. A judge.
Oh, my God. That's just
listen how this guy.
Unreal.
Yeah, Constitution. You got to remember your Constitution.
Gosh,
what a heinous.
Feel the ignorance vile just sloughing off of him.
And how sad for his family. At least Moore is a pretty common name. So that.
You think
like Scalia. Those poor great grandkids are going to be like, ugh, God, we're studying history. And who's the worst fucking cancer on the Supreme Court in the late 20th century. Great. It's my last name.
You must be high off your ass because if you think his family members are embarrassed.
No, future.
Oh, his future. Oh, please. No, they're going to be proud of him.
Looking back.
No, they'll be proud of him. Don't worry. It's Alabama, dude. That's true. I think you just have to, I don't know.
The states can bring cases up in their own state Supreme Courts, and they can define what authority they have. And if Supreme Court doesn't recognize it, that's up to the state authorities.
So in our system of government, the Supreme Court is not the final say.
Well, the final say is the United States Constitution. It is not. It is not.
As interpreted by the Supreme Court.
Maybe he's confused. You know, remember those Schoolhouse Rock cartoons?
Yes.
Saturday morning,
right?
You know, and you have the bill walking up
I'm
the
just
steps.
A bill.
Yeah,
just,
and the bill can sing and talk and
sure.
interact with people. Maybe he thinks that's what the Constitution does. It doesn't need to be interpreted because it can talk.
Oh.
The words of justice, and that's constitutional law. The final say goes back to the United States Constitution, and you can find nowhere in there marriage. The 10th Amendment says...
Okay, I'm going to skip forward
pointed
to
pointed out by the New York Times that she justices on the Supreme Court.
There we
right.
go. Okay. So...
justices on
go.
The Supreme Court right now who have actually performed same-sex marriages.
There are justices that have actually performed same-sex marriages.
You know, most of the people in the country are past this, and they're like, oh, good, that's fine. Wonderful for
who
them.
Cares?
Yeah.
But listen to
he's
what he
a
says.
Child.
Ginsburg and Kagan. In fact, just last weekend, Ginsburg performed a same-sex marriage. And when she did, it was pointed out by the New York Times.
Did you hear what this did, what she did,
no,
by
no,
the
no.
way? She, as she pronounced them, I don't even know what it was, if it was two guys or two girls. As she pronounced them spouse and spouse.
Yes.
She said, by the power invested... by the U.S. Constitution, I pronounce you.
Oh, badass.
So a lot of people were interpreting that as that she's kind of giving a little wink and a nudge to what might happen next month.
Yeah.
That she might be saying, you know, guess what's going to happen next month,
yeah.
guy.
It's going to happen. Hey, idiots.
So this is what I think he's referring to.
This gay marriage will go away, this issue. People are just
right.
going to be allowed to be married. And
right.
No,
just like black people are able to marry white people.
Right, right.
Even, you know, despite a few counties in Mississippi who would vote otherwise.
Be a few people in the trailer park bitching about it.
And when she did, it was pointed out by the New York Times that she subtly, or they said slyly, with I'll quote what the New York Times says, with a sly look and a special emphasis on the word Constitution, Justice Ginsburg said she was pronouncing the two men married by the powers vested in her by the Constitution of the United States. Now, she's commenting on a case which is before her. And under the judicial...
which they've kind of already decided by now and are just in the formal process, I would think, of writing all that bullshit up.
And does he think she should recuse herself from this argument or something?
Wait.
Ethics. Of federal judges, she can't do that. Congress should do something about this.
Has Judge Cuntface here, Justice Cuntface, has he presided over a marriage of a man and a woman? I wonder.
Justice Cuntface.
Well, then he has to recuse himself.
Yes, absolutely. It's marriage, right?
Recuse yourself.
Yeah.
You have an opinion. You have a pre-opinion.
You can't have an opinion on anything you've ever done before.
Right. It's so ridiculous.
A judge in their face, because I know that at least one motion for recusal has been filed against these justices by the Foundation for Moral Law in Montgomery, Alabama.
The Foundation. I know one. They filed for them to recuse the Foundation for Moral Law in Montgomery, Alabama.
What kind of joke is that, Foundation?
Well, you can file whatever you want. They'll just laugh at it.
A bunch of people.
We could file if we wanted, yeah.
For moral law.
We want her to recuse.
We work out of a basement.
Listen to these idiots.
Fucking
Foundation for Moral
shut
Law.
Shut the fuck
God,
up.
How many diddlers are in that group?
Oh, yeah. How does this guy feel about Josh?
And they filed an addendum to that recusal motion yesterday. She is doing it in face of plain evidence that she's violating the ethical rules set for federal judges.
The danger here, Chief Justice Moore.
The danger. Listen to Tony Perkins. The danger here.
So dramatic. I mean,
Chief Justice Moore. You know, the danger is that it's just going to happen You won't be able to walk down the street without a cock being rammed right into your ass.
Perfect. It sounds like this guy's doing like a candlelight reading of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, Tony Perkins likes
Jesus
his own voice.
Christ.
We see unfolding. I think people need to understand this beyond where they stand on this issue of marriage or any other issue, is that this is undermining the rule of law in our country and ushers in an age of chaos.
That's exactly right. And Justice Ginsburg has also been on record as saying our Constitution is old and outdated.
You mean the Constitution that says that black people are 3/5 of a man? The Constitution that doesn't mention, I don't know, women? Yeah, you think the Constitution?
We are living in an age of chaos.
You're right.
God, all fucking mighty. I quit watching The Walking Dead. That's what I think. I think when people think gay marriage, they're like, the gay people are going to come streaming down from the north.
Right.
Then invite our fucking...
Right, they're going to grab our boys and marry them.
Oh, God. No one wants to marry your disgusting fucking fat ass white
our daughters should be safe from lesbians, safe in their bed for their brothers to diddle them.
Right. Who are
it's old and outdated because people are not obeying it and recognize its limitations on power. One of those persons is Justice Ginsburg. She is actually commenting on a case that is the same issue that is before her. The constitutionality fell non of same-sex marriage. And she's pronouncing a marriage by saying under the authority of the Constitution, she's doing this. It is what it is.
Oh. Congress has a responsibility to act.
That's right. If Congress is going to let these justices disobey the Constitution they're sworn to uphold, then Congress has a check and a balance. It's called impeachment.
It's called impeachment.
Dude. We cannot have any judge or whatever. If you were an elected official and you were caught using the expression, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You're immediately removed from office and banished from the country.
You're saying he should be impeached for using it is what it is.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is what it is. What does that mean?
So he thinks that they should be the Ginsburg and Kagan should be impeached because they've participated in gay marriages.
Impeach them.
And that Ginsburg should recuse herself.
I think he should recuse himself from life as a sentient being because he's a judge and uses it is what it is.
Didn't he swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States also?
Well, Pat, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
I guess he's not into this whole Marbury versus Madison thing. He's not into judicial review. He doesn't think. What does he think the Supreme Court does?
They worry about gay people.
They only interpret the law when it goes their way.
But the Constitution can walk and talk.
When it ain't their way, they're activist judges.
It's outdated. He says it's outdated.
She says that.
She says it's out, but it makes him nuts. How could this be outdated?
Oh, it's pristine. Dude. It's a beautiful, wonderful document. How dare you not think it's just wonderful? That's Scalia's argument. Scalia is a purist. He believes that the Constitution must, it's sacrosanct, and it's text. It must be unchanged and unchallenged.
This is lunacy. It is like if... That is like me say, where's the phone book? Oh, you only have one from 1977? Let me look some,
right.
You know.
It is lunacy. Why would you not want to make things better? If you see something wrong and are like, you know, maybe we could do this part a little, maybe we could do a little tweakage here to the Constitution. You say that and you've got Scalia would run screaming or these ninnies would run screaming because they, the Constitution, oh my God, it's perfect. It's wonderful. How dare you touch the pristine virgin Constitution?
My God.
It's really bizarre and stupid. It's 200 and how many fucking years has it been since they wrote that thing?
But we're being pushed into an age of chaos.
It's on vellum, for Christ's sake.
It's on vellum. Parchment.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous that
the guy that wrote it
think that it shouldn't be a growing, living, breathing document.
Yeah. The Constitution is not a person, just like back then when it was written, black people were not people.
Right. It's only 3/5 of a Constitution. So that's Judge Roy Moore ringing in saying that he thinks that the Supreme Court, couple of justices ought to be impeached.
Dude, that is like, it's a slap in the face to hear.
Oh, God, I can't wait to see what happens. Because all these assholes are brave. They've got big, giant, brass Christian balls right now. And they're like, we're not going to abide by it. You know what we should do? If the Supreme Court says it, we should just say, fuck you. We're Texas. We're not going to let those faggots get married.
Suck my Jesus dick.
I can't wait until some ninnies somewhere start getting threatened with sanctions or some jailing or some major lawsuits for civil rights violations. Once this is made legal, for them trying to block the legality of any of this,
it's absolutely going to happen.
Can't wait for that to happen. But where are all these brave assholes going to be? You heard, who was the one that said you got to be ready to give your life? Was that Rick Wiles?
Or
one of them was like, you know, this is the big battle's coming up, and you got to be ready to give your life.
Somebody's going to sue the shit out of these people. They're going to be like, okay, fuck this.
Oh, they're not going to do anything. Uh-uh. They're not going to do anything. If they think it's going to be the next, some of them are predicting the next fucking civil war.
Over gay marriage?
Over gay marriage. It ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. It just ain't going to happen.
Oh, my God. Someone should write a movie with that being the premise.
They're all brave as fuck.
How would that happen?
Middle of June or end of June, we'll see what happens with that.
Are the homophobes going to bar the harbor to St. Charleston or whatever they...
And what parts are going to...
Gettysburg will be sodden with blood.
I mean, we assume Alabama's gone with Roy Moore's views.
But... how do you think Alabama, what side, if we have a civil war, what side will Bama side with?
I have a feeling the same side it was on before.
The shitty, loserly one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today's Crab Diving Tuesday, May 26, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
Thank you for having taken us into your ear holes. We appreciate all the time you've given us.
Yes.
We are here from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every goddamn freaking weekday for you guys on the network streaming live. We're also available as a podcast afterwards. Go to Stitcher, go to iTunes. If you do go to either of those places, you know, hey, leave us a good review. And you can always get us at crabdiving.com. Yes. Don't forget all of our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Tickle the blue buttons there. Go to any of our portals.
Like us. Share us.
Love the crab.
Thumbs
the
us
crab.
Up. Oh, yeah.
And don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is doing some comedial type stuff.
Oh, yes.
And find out where and when. Follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience of So Vile.
Don't forget crabdiving.com. All your crabby needs tonight, 7 p.m. A brand new spankin' Hollywood Hick Show.
Hell yeah.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.